Coming up before the show is done, we will give you a chance to win two tickets to see Disturbed, the Sickness 25th anniversary tour coming to Capital One Arena March of 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win.
You know, I wanted to give you guys a quick update. Remember how I ordered those golf training aids off Temu?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten two of the three delivered.
Okay.
And exactly as advertised.
What are the aids?
One of them is that, you know, I didn't want to pay for the real, I got a knockoff orange whip stick. You don't know. Valdez knows what it is. So it's like a tempo thing.
Okay.
So instead of paying like $100, I think I paid like 20.
Is that like the warm-up clubs?
Right. Kind of like a warm-up club. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, like I just want to try it.
It's like stick with a ball on it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. I've seen those. Real whippy and flat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, supposed I to see help guys warm tempo. Up with it. Yeah. Anyway, I want to try it. Huh? I got that. And then just another like alignment stick thing that, you know, it's like a plate, a base plate where I put it in. It's like, you know, when you have it in the air, like swing around the alignment sticks. I have a couple other versions of it, but as
you're happy with them. All right, good.
Good. I mean, weren't rickety, didn't fall apart as soon as it came out of the box.
Part of me dies inside because I know they're using like slave labor and it's just awful.
But it's you got 80% off, basically.
I mean, it's like 80%.
That's pretty much how everything is.
Wearing Nike for years, right?
Yeah. I boycotted for a while, bought some Pumas. But
you bought them or actually did you get gifted them?
No, I paid.
Look at that.
But my daughter wants one of those, not a wooden one, but you know those like smushy box jump things? You know what they are. The boxes, you tilt them on different sides, okay. And you jump 20 inches, 24, whatever. So she wants one.
Okay.
And I was going to order one on Amazon. Those things are like 100 some bucks. I looked on Temu, half price. So I'm going to get one on Temu.
Dude, I could probably give you some for free that we've kept.
Oh,
the bio boxes.
Even better.
My wife,
they're not the smushy
JP
ones.
Moon. I don't want some thing that's going to like carve her shins up if she.
They're metal. They're metal plyometric
money
boxes.
Metal boxes. He's got them for you if you want.
They're in my garage. Like,
they sound.
I don't
nubby.
Think Jess would notice.
Dude, I think I want the cushy ones.
That's fine.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
He wants to offload on you.
Yeah, he wants to give you.
He wants to declutter.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
He's really trying to offload. They did their. They're good. I mean, one of them is like really tall.
One box in, one box out.
Yeah. No. I just want to get the little cushy things. You know what they are. You've seen them at the gym.
To do box jumps.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times JP, during the commercial breaks, has taken his shoe off, trying to get the glass out of his
foot.
Can't
get it out. A bunch of listeners have given me advice.
I mean, you can't get it out.
I can't get it out.
You need to go somewhere.
Well, I don't have long fingernails. My fingernails are.
Who cares? Just, no one uses fingernails.
You need
but I just need to get something right in there and dig it out.
You need a sewing needle.
Yeah, get a needle.
And you need to sterilize
probably should boil it.
Yeah, sterilize that blicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because now it's
probably
not hurt, but I can't put
in there more.
Oh,
when I'm walking, I'm limp because you can't really put pressure on that spot.
I can't believe you're here.
It sucks.
You're a clown. I would not be here.
How bad
I would be in the emergency
room. How bad does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt like right now, but when
I'm saying when you put pressure on it.
Yeah, like a splinter. Yeah,
1 to 10. What's your pain?
A 2. It's an annoying splinter.
2.
If I had a splinter or a piece of glass, you actually have glass, but you're comparing it to a splinter. If I had a piece of glass in my foot and I couldn't get it out, it would be a crisis that the entire country would know about it.
Something about you strikes me as you're not a good patient.
I'd be
you're like
freaking
the world's
out.
Worst patient.
I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, get this thing out of my body. It freaking hurts. I'd go screaming to the emergency room if I couldn't dig it out.
I'll dig it out. I just need time. It's hard enough just to contort my leg and foot.
You've had nothing but time during the break.
Who's going to get it out? You or your wife?
Probably my wife. Yeah. Problem is she's working. Yeah. And she's got a dance lesson.
Oh,
then I got to coach soccer.
You got to wait till like
it
9
might be
o'clock.
Until like 8 p.m.
Oh. Has she fallen in love with her dancer yet?
No.
You're
not
sure?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Remember, he said that she wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I know he said that because, you know, he's not interested per se.
Mm-hmm.
But that could change.
What is his name again?
Alex.
Alex.
Maybe Alex.
Alexander.
Maybe he wants to give it a whirl.
I dance with Jess. I'm going to sweep it off her feet.
Yeah, is he Russian or anything?
He's definitely Russian. 100%.
Russian.
Why do you think I'm doing my Russian accent?
Yeah.
All right. I can't remember. I thought maybe you were just guessing.
No, I believe JP said Russian dude.
All right.
Oh, so by the way, when you make outlandish statements like Jaden Daniels is going to be the greatest quarterback ever.
I've never said that.
Instead of saying I flip over my skis or jump over my ski, whatever it is.
I said over my
jump
skis.
Jump the gun. He wants maybe, to maybe I'm jumping the gun.
Or go out on a limb.
Yeah, or maybe I'm going on a limb here.
That's fine.
Get ahead of yourself.
There you go.
I'm being a little bit outrageous because it's what I do, but I believe it.
I know you believe it.
And I didn't say the greatest of all time.
And you know what? Barry Zwerluga believes
it. He agrees with me.
I know.
I don't say the greatest of all time. I'm just saying, like, he phrased it better. Generational. That's what I think. I think he's generational.
By the way, I'm officially over, I'm 99% over calling people goats. I think it's just too prevalent. It's too many times. It's losing its
but
luster.
There are about, as far as I'm concerned, about a half dozen to a dozen goats.
There should only be one per sport.
Basically.
Generally, you can't have multiple goats in a sport.
You might at different positions.
Yeah, that's true.
You might at different positions.
All right.
I mean,
you can make an argument there.
Yeah.
Well, you could say the same for basketball.
I'm just putting it out there that I've had enough goats.
I actually like the goat term. I'm still in on it.
I'm also
He's
over
pro goat.
Here's I'm another one goat. I'm over.
You know what? I'm gonna get him a baby goat for Christmas.
I'm just saying I'm over that.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
I hope I don't use it a lot.
Well, that
and
makes
it's not like it, so that just like means a crutch that I don't know about.
Now that he hates that, the three of us will always
use
that.
Don't. Yeah. Please don't. Please
just
don't.
Just to irk you.
Please don't troll me. I feel like I'm already getting trolled about Bilal Coulibaly, the player I discovered from France while I was over scouting Wemby.
I mean, you discovered a mediocre player.
I discovered a guy who's ascending.
Yeah.
And you guys just don't see the ascent like I do.
No,
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right, too.
Hey, he had a 21-point game. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Just the worst.
And maybe he can become a goat. You know?
Please don't.
You just never know.
This is just awful. Just hack upon hack upon hack.
Who says it that tortures you the most, though? Like, have you seen it recently on
Which
TV?
Which one? Goat?
No, I'm just saying.
I just feel like it's a played out old term.
I don't really.
It's overused.
I don't think I come across it very often.
I mean, I guess
it's usually at the end, right?
I guess I hear. Yeah,
they say something. They go, "Just saying."
It's for emphasis at the end,
right?
And it's not necessary, in my opinion.
Mm.
It's just
what else bothers you?
I got a lot of pet peeves. I got a lot of them.
But your wife doesn't have any about you. What's one pet peeve that your wife has about you?
About me?
Yeah, one.
Hmm.
Tell me one. Because I could give it, JP and I could give you 100. Teresa could give it probably 100 about Jason. Just give me one pet peeve that Amy has
peeve.
For you. Hey, I've never seen
I don't
anything.
Know. This
topic never gets old for me.
I mean, I could ask her, but she probably would come up with none.
None.
That
right.
I could think of.
Right.
Unless she just holds
there's
like,
nothing
do you
do.
Do you always put your dishes away? Just things like that. That's,
so is it just a joyous thing? Are there just like angels in your house? Like singing?
I mean,
and like,
maybe,
what is it like in your house?
Like, I'll give you a pet peeve of
I am
my,
guilty of like I'll cook eggs in a skillet and then I'll either leave it on the stove.
Of course you're a guy.
Or I'll soak it and then I'll forget about it.
Of
course. She always winds up like doing the skillet.
Right.
Like maybe that's
does she give you a hard time about it?
No.
She says nothing.
No.
What is going on in that house?
Do you have her?
Do you have her like?
You saying like I'm a Svengali?
Do you have her like hypnotized?
No, I do not. I've not hypnotized my wife. By the way, hypnosis is dumb. If you feel like you've been hypnotized or act like you've been hypnotized, in my opinion, you're a simpleton.
Whose wife of 30 years...
I think it's actually the opposite.
Whose wife of 30 years doesn't hate
I'm
and resent their husbands?
To be hypnotized.
Or she's just... She doesn't get annoyed by little things. Like, a lot of people get annoyed by little things. This is something that annoys me. I hate when the toilet paper is not facing down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Annoying.
See,
yeah.
It's annoying to him.
You want over,
my wife
not
just,
under.
My wife... Oh, yes.
It should never be an under.
My wife
see,
haphazardly puts the toilet paper...
Just because you want to...
It should always be coming this way.
I know, but what's the difference? I don't
because
care about that.
It takes a,
I tend to do it
a split second to
who
change
cares?
It.
Who cares?
It's the natural. Right. It's the natural order of things. Right. That's
they're,
why.
You know what? Strange. Very strange people.
No, I don't. Everybody has their things.
Yeah.
Like, but that's I think common.
I don't create a fight about it. No. I just change it. And I'm
not
like,
common.
You know, why would somebody do under?
Like if you go into a public bathroom, well, it's always coming over the top. It's never from under. It shouldn't
of
be.
Of course. If you go to a nice hotel if you go to a nice hotel and they do like a little,
they fold
sometimes
it.
They do a little fold and triangle.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you can't do that from
you don't
under.
You don't live in a Ritz. You live in the house.
Someone never stayed in a Ritz, probably.
Probably not. Hey, probably. In terms of like the rank of being one of the best husbands,
I mean, I don't even know if he's a good husband.
He's the goat.
She may just ignore everything. No, she just might ignore it all. She might
think he's a great husband. He leaves his pans in the sink like everybody else. It's just that his wife gives it a pass.
We're trying to remember like who coined the phrase. I'm just saying it was an O.J. Simpsonism.
Is it really?
Yes. From what?
From way back in the day?
No. And all Monday of his Twitter football? Videos. No, oh, all of his Twitter videos that he did.
Let me hear.
It wasn't said before that?
I mean, it existed.
Damn.
He popularized
Jeffrey
it.
Jeffrey Toobin? At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
I do remember that video, but...
Yeah, he's got a billion. I'm just saying.
No wonder it tilts me.
Is that what Google told you? No one else said it before?
No, we knew someone really popularized it. And it finally hit us. It was
OJ. Toobin.
Yeah. Jeffrey.
You hear his name, that's the only thing you think about now.
If OJ is goofing on you, then you know it's bad. If OJ is goofing on you, you know you reach new lows.
Is he back on TV? He can't be back on TV.
Toobin? No, he doesn't make appearances, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. They, you know,
make sure you turn off that Zoom camera.
How many people got busted? There are like thousands of people, maybe millions, that got busted like with their lovers walking around in the background. Some guy millions. With no pants. No, you see the stories all the time.
I've seen one or two.
It happened to a ton of people.
So getting back to that video that we saw of the idiot Raven fan.
Well, he's a clown.
He's already been fired, right?
Oh,
he had to have been fired.
Lost his job.
Yesterday afternoon, they fired him? Or like when they fired him?
Probably.
I know, when they find out.
That video couldn't have gone more viral. It's on TMZ. It's everywhere.
Yeah, so he's Dunsky.
Done. Probably going to go to jail.
What a moron.
Yeah,
what a complete fool.
He had 50 Natty Bows during the game, and then he went and was hunting down Commanders fans out on the streets of Baltimore.
Mm. Probably had a good job.
I mean, I don't know how good his job was.
Sales executive.
Sure.
Sales executive. Had a professional picture. John Jack Callis.
What a dum-dum.
He's a big dude. I'm not saying anything about him.
I wish Jonathan Allen was out there.
Punch you from a jail cell.
You know who he kind of reminded me of? Just physical stature and build. Was
Drunk Mike.
That would be a negative.
I haven't talked to that guy in 20 years.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, he sent me a text maybe in the last couple of months.
So he's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he lives over there by Kentonaros.
Now, you brought a fatty liver earlier in the show.
I'd place a big bet.
Fatty liver.
But I see all these things like...
Damaged liver.
I see all these things like, you know, if you put a little turmeric lemon in your water, you fix it in like a week or something.
You fix your liver with turmeric in your water?
Things. Yeah, like, you know.
You know
like,
what? You're not in the same algorithm on Instagram as I am. You're watching different videos.
I actually think that fatty liver is something that you can fix pretty quickly.
I have no idea.
I think that's true.
Just hope I don't have one.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Disturbed when they come to Capital One Arena in March. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next.